So let's come on, therefore, this morning to that well-worn topic, the Dharma, the meaning of the Dharma, the second of the three jewels, the second of the three refuges. Now let me say right away that this word Dharma is a very difficult one. It's quite untranslatable. There's no one English word by which we can render this word Dharma. So it's rather difficult to simplify here. If we go through the Buddhist scriptures, if we go through the sutras, we find that the word Dharma is used in a number of quite different senses. I think we can say that in the Buddhist scriptures there are five principal meanings of the word Dharma, each of which shades, as it were, into every other meaning. So let's begin, let's lay a groundwork, as it were, by considering these five principal meanings of the word Dharma in the Buddhist tradition, in the Buddhist scriptures. First of all, Dharma means thing. Thing. A phenomenon, if you like, to use more sophisticated, more philosophical language, but just thing in general, a Dharma. Usually in translations we find that when the word Dharma has this meaning, it's printed with, in English, a small d. You may remember that in the Dhammapada there's a very famous verse, all things are anatta. All things are devoid of separate self. So the word which is used here for things in the original is dharma or dhamma. All dhammas are devoid of self. So here the word is dharma and it means things. All things are devoid of separate self, of real individuality. So the first of these five principal meanings of the word dharma is simply thing in general, a phenomenon, anything, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, transcendental, a dharma, a thing, an ultimate element of existence, as it were. Then secondly, dharma means a mental object, an object of mind. In the West, we usually speak of five senses. But the Indian tradition, including the Buddhist tradition, speaks of six senses and their respective sense objects. There's, of course, the eye. Its object is form, not matter, but form, rupa. There is the ear. Its object is sound. The nose, its object is smells. And so on for the rest of the physical senses. And then, in Buddhism, there comes mind. And its object is, we will say, idea. But in Pali and Sanskrit, it's dharma, another meaning of the word dharma. Dharma in the sense of an object of mind, a mental object. If you like, a presentation to consciousness. This is another meaning of the word dharma. You notice, incidentally, that the mind, this is the ordinary workaday mind, the mind that we're using most of the time, not our absolute mind or transcendental consciousness, but our ordinary mind, is put on the same level as the five senses. In the West, we tend to think of the five senses here, and the mind, even the ordinary mind, up there, but not in Buddhism. There, in Buddhism, they're all on the same level. There's your ear, your eye, your nose, your tongue, your skin, and your mind. Mind is on the same level. So the object of mind, idea, is dharma, another meaning of this term. Then thirdly, dharma means a state or condition of existence. In Buddhism there's a very famous expression or term, the eight loka dharmas. Loka means worldly, dharma here means condition And these lokadharmas, therefore, are the eight worldly conditions, or if you like, vicissitudes, archetypal pairs of opposites, and they are gain and loss, fame and infamy, blame and praise, and pleasure and pain. These are known as the eight worldly conditions or states, these pairs of opposites, and we are asked, of course, to be indifferent to them. And therefore it says in the Mangala Sutta that the greatest of all blessings is the blessing of having a mind, a consciousness, which cannot be touched, which cannot be disturbed by any of these eight lokadhammas, these worldly conditions, unmoved whether we gain or whether we lose, unmoved whether we're famous or whether we're infamous, whether people blame us or whether they praise us, in the midst of pleasure, in the midst of pain, unmoved. So these eight, and there are many such pairs, of course, not just eight, these are known as the eight loka dharmas. So here, dharma means a state or a condition, a worldly state, a worldly condition, which is one of a pair of opposites. So another important meaning of the word dharma. You can begin to see how rich in meaning the term is, and how careful you have to be in studying the original texts, how careful you have to be to sort out the right meaning of the word dharma if you are to make sense of that particular passage. Then fourthly, dharma in the sense of law or principle or truth. As when, say, the Dhammapada says, Nahi verena verani samanti da kudachinang averena samanti esa dhammo sanantano, which means hatred never ceases by hatred. Hatred ceases only by love. This is an eternal dharma. Here dharma means rule or law or principle. It's in the very nature of things, so far as the human world is concerned, that hatred does not cease by hatred. Hatred ceases only by non-hatred, only by love. This is the principle, this is the law. Or if you like, this is the truth, a psychological and a spiritual principle. So this is another most important meaning of this word dharma, a psychological and a spiritual law or regulative norm of existence or spiritual principle, whatever you might like to call it. Then, fifthly, dharma in the sense of doctrine and teaching. As when we say the Buddha Dharma. This means the doctrine of the Buddha, the teaching of the Buddha. This connotation, this sense of the word, can't very easily be rendered into English. Dharma, in this sense, is not quite doctrine in the theological, creedal sense. It's not quite teaching. It's more like a sort of exposition, a making clear, a clarification, a presentation. And we often speak in Pali and Sanskrit of dharma-deshana, which means exposition of the dharma, or talking about the dharma, and so on. So this is the fifth of these five most important meanings of the word dharma. That is to say, dharma in the first place, in the first case as a thing in general, dharma as a mental object, an object of mind, dharma as a state or condition of mundane existence, dharma as a law, a principle or a truth, and dharma as a doctrine, as a teaching, something expounded.